It's a good day. I'm lucky, you say. He has helped you and you go on your way. Never seeing the help or the truth. Your father is so good to you. Father is so good to you. His blessings are seen and they're not seen. Your Father is so good to you.
Hi, my name is Carl Vasta. And I would like to welcome you to the Bible Seed section here at Understanding God's Word. This is where I get to comment on biblical readings and stories that bring the Bible into what's happening to us in our daily lives. I'll touch on such topics as family prayer or why I believe there is a God. I'll talk about what was predicted that makes these the terrible times of the last days, or how to have a daily meaningful relationship with God. Today's topic is
to be a citizen. I have a friend who was born in another country, and she came to the United States with her parents when she was 5 years old. After a while, her parents became citizens of the United States, and she remembers vividly her parents' swearing-in ceremony. She was given a green card with her picture on it, and it was assumed at the time by her parents and the people living here that she became a citizen of the United States naturally. After many years, her parents grew old, and they died. And she finally grew old enough to receive Social Security. But when she applied, she was told she had no record of citizenship. She still had her green card with her young picture, but she didn't have any other papers proving she was a citizen. The papers that her parents may have received were lost, so she was advised to seek another application for citizenship. She can't apply for the Social Security she paid into until she is deemed a citizen of the land she has lived in for most of her life. She is devastated while she is striving for a resolution to this problem. Let me take a moment here to say to anyone reading this that all of your worldly dreams, a home, a business, a reputation as an artist, a dream to be the president or a king, will be canceled with your last breath. At that point, you are no longer a citizen of the world. All that you owned was in that world, and now you own nothing. You were a king in that world, and now you have no kingdom. You are nobody with nothing. You may come to even realize that you were only a guest on the earth for a short time. You may be famous and think that the people in this world will remember your accomplishments. Generations come and go, and if your name happens to come up 2 or 3 generations from now, people then will probably ask, "Who was that?" My friend is lost here in government red tape, with laws that change with the passing of time. Those who have taken their last breath here may soon realize that what they strive to own here turned out to be useless where they are. There is an advertising slogan for the gambling town Las Vegas that states, "What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas." We could say the same thing for the earth. What we acquire on the earth stays on the earth. We might have less stress and feel more at ease if we used the things we acquired as if they were rented. Jesus made the point by saying, "What profit can a person realize if they gain the whole world but lose their soul in the process?" So what can we take with us when we die? Our name, our deeds, or whatever we did here as guests of the earth. Did we give recognition and thanks to our host God the Father? Did we find joy in His Son Jesus when He introduced us to Him? How did we treat His other guests who were here? And while we were here, did we apply for citizenship in the kingdom of heaven? Not a citizenship that disappears when we take our last breath, but a citizenship that never disappears because faith has no last breath.
I would like you to know how much God loves you. He is ready and waiting to help you. You just need to believe that He exists and has created all things and has given His Son Jesus, the Good Shepherd, to bring you back to Him. This is why I put together these podcasts, starting with the Storyline of the Bible, 19 easy understandable podcasts that take you from Genesis, the first book of the Bible, to Revelation, the last book of the Bible. And beyond that, there are stories and quotes from Jesus which will help you to strengthen your faith in God. And now I have just added these Bible seeds, my commentary on some of these readings. You can find all of this and print out the PDFs for Storyline of the Bible and quotes and stories from Jesus. You can download the MP3s, videos, and my original music from my website, www.carlvasta.com. Everything is free and there are no signups. Enjoy. This is your host, Carl Vasta, and I thank you for tuning in to Bible Seeds and Understanding God's Word. A new podcast is released every Sunday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific Coast Time. God bless you and your loved ones. And remember, now each day as the world grows old and people seem careless and cold, He gives me help that is seen and not seen. My Father is so good to me, I know He's so good, so good. My Father is so good to me, His blessings are seen and they're not seen. My Father is so good to me, He's so good, so good. My Father is so good to me, His blessings are seen and they're